Welcome to Rabanesta, Kupo. This is my Hunt Club, where we take on the most dangerous game in all of Ivalice, for fun and profit. The monsters are fierce, the petitioners often desperate, and Club Centurio is more than capable of taking on anything they have to throw at us. This is Mont Blanc's Hunters, a Final Fantasy role-playing game using the Genesis system from Fantasy Flight Games. Shall we begin, Kupo?
I'm Jesse. I'm playing Vatur, a human dragoon.
I'm Chris. I'm playing Ruxel, and I'm a monk.
I am Ken, better known as Ravenant to most. I am playing a Sikh. Did I get that right with the extra vowels? Named Horst Nordfink.
As we play, if you look at the channel points right below the chat box,
they're there.
They are there. Okay. Okay. So you will be able to either give our players a boost die, which is the blue ones, or a setback die, which are the black ones. And so boost die will help them on their roll. Vader kid, stop that. Every single time. That's the advantage. Is it just the advantage and disadvantage? It's not the boost
yes.
die, is it? Okay, let me fix that. I can fix that real quick. Give me just
a
second. I can fix it. It's not gonna be bad. Even Thresh Mutant. So hold off just a second, because those are the wrong dice. So you'll be able to help or harm the players when you do that, which will be really, really fun. And let me...
I think that counts. That should count.
Nope. I've declared it.
All right, Techno, this is freaking me out. I just noticed your Discord and the stream videos are facing two different directions.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah. Well, I think they're mirrored, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, which is...
It's just funky.
It's right and neat.
I don't know what to do with that. It's normal for me. That's weird.
Oh, when I'm on Zoom, I flip it because it's like looking into a mirror, you know? So your face doesn't look so weird to yourself. Is that...
Maybe I did that. Maybe I did that because... I'm just going to... Sorry about that.
Does it make you feel bad that the flip part is the part that people see and the mirror part is the part that you see? Think about it.
Yeah, you know.
People see the undesirable version of yourself.
We don't have to be in character. Yeah, right? So I can just say, like, my head's sort of shaped like a kidney bean. You know, and when I see it flipped, it I look like a mutant to myself. It's really shocking. It's like hearing your own voice, but the face version of it. You know, it's hard.
I'm just having like an existential crisis here. I don't know which is the right Paul.
Yeah, and Rafe, your sprite's all backwards. It's just tripping me out, man.
This is going swimmingly so far.
Swimmingly.
Oh goodness, y'all have been called in.
Destiny.
Destiny. Good. Good point. Vader kid, thank you for the gift sub to Osorojo.
Telling you, you're up to.
And Osorojo, paying it forward to Shop Girl. Thank you so much. okay, so let's go ahead and all the players roll me. Somebody already did. Roll me one white die, and we'll get the destiny pool. Oh, go.
Whoops, I didn't do it right because I didn't have a white die. I have to click one on white and then hit roll destiny. Is that right?
You can hit the roll destiny
uh-oh.
Button too. It works.
Oh, okay.
Rave,
okay.
Thank you.
Choo choo.
Did everybody roll?
I think Horst has to roll too.
It is your
okay.
Des-
no, we got everybody.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. We are all on board. So we got two light side and one dark side. So you are in your home base of Rabanester. and normal day, sunshiny, kind of a dry area here. And you are probably heading in to the Hunt Club to see if we have any postings available. I'm assuming you're heading in. But
yes,
you are greeted. You do go up to the board and you do see a new posting, and it looks interesting. It says that there is Babs. Thank you so much for the bits. I really appreciate it. It says needed help exterminating a rat.
I was gonna make a rats in the basement joke too.
Despite all your rage.
Exactly. Yes.
not how the song goes.
Dude, just throw this rat in the basement.
Bader Kid needs to pay for that. Needs to pay for that with a setback later. We'll get to that. It says, you know, willing to pay adventurers to remove rat from house. Maps, holy smokes. Thank you so much. The hype train is going. We have reached level one. Woo! It's gonna take so long. It's a good thing I haven't prepared a lot.
I don't have a choo-choo sound effect. I'm looking for one.
Chupo chupo.
Chupo chupo. We're never even gonna get this thing off the ground, are we?
So you do notice that Mont Blanc himself has seen you taking a look at this, and he kind of comes over, and he is a very well dressed Moogle, has a little tuft of yellow of like blonde hair on top of his head, and he comes over. He's like, Kupo, see, you saw the new posting.
Indeed, we have.
For the amount that they're offering, I doubt that it's going to be a simple rat, but might be worth checking out.
I think we're up to the challenge. I tap my spear on the ground, hit my chest a little bit.
Let me give you something. And he comes over, he goes over to the side, he gets like this bag, and he kind of holds it up to you with his tiny little Moogle arms.
Moogly.
I do hate it when you call me that.
Moogly, Moogly.
I'll take the bag. Okay. I'll take the bag. I reach out with an iron claw. Quick. Loop it. Open it up. And I guess we should all gather around and take a peek inside. And DM can tell us what's in there, huh?
You find...
Does a golden light come out?
What's that?
Is there a golden light coming
golden,
out?
Golden light comes out, yes. You find six mallets. And you know these to be luck mallets.
Luck mallets.
That will turn you back... from being tiny. And he goes, I have a feeling about this one.
So I'm going to look back at him. I'm a man of few words. A reptile of few words. I'll say, is this it?
That's it?
These hammers are kind of small. I prefer this one.
Six mallets.
So how big are they?
The mallets?
Yeah.
I don't know, like that. I mean,
like that big.
Yeah, yeah.
I pick one up with my hands, and I just hold up like this. I'm like, this is supposed to help us. How?
Well, it might not. Might. Who knows? Good luck.
Lore check. What happens if you mallet an already diminutive Moogle? Just asking.
That's the Moogle's normal size, and so he would turn tiny.
Very tiny.
Very tiny.
Would he be helpful if we brought him along in our pocket on this adventure?
It'd be like the what Moogle was that in Final Fantasy IX that stays in tiny form with Iko the whole time.
Jesse.
All right, so you'll have the address if you all want to go check it out. If not, then we will end the stream here.
Well, good night, y'all.
Peace. I'll reach out a claw into that bulletin board. I assume there's some phone numbers hanging down on the bottom of the
right,
thing that's
been posted around. It has addresses with little cuts on it.
So I'll swipe one of those guys. We'll follow up on it.
All right.
Don't have much else to do tonight.
This is a pretty the neighborhood. It's a pretty wealthy neighborhood in Upper Rabanester. All the wealthy people live in. And so you head in that direction and you get into the neighborhood and you find yourself in front of a pretty large house. Kind of all the houses are kind of situated close together here because it's still kind of a crowded city, but this is a big, nice two-story house. Kind of classic architecture. Even most of the town is pretty like brownish, but it seems to have a nice coat of white paint on it. And you have arrived. If y'all want to go check it out, then you will be invited inside.
Yes.
Anything you want to do first?
So I want to scan the perimeter.
All right.
We also have not gone shopping yet.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. If you want to go shopping, you can.
Yeah, I'm mindful of wanting ether. This new economy that's been introduced or whatever. Now, when I kick it, really drains a dude. You know what I mean? will we have an opportunity after popping in here, you think? Or should we go gear up first? We know we've got a rat on our hands.
Yeah, I apologize. We could totally rewind. And I haven't actually updated your weapons, but it is your weapons are the damage is 1 point higher than what it actually says on the character sheets. I got carried away with abilities and stuff. And I forgot to actually update your character sheets.
Yes, I'd love to go to the market. I'm going to just kind of nudge us down the street a little bit before we go knock on the door. Gentlemen, how do you feel?
Sure.
I'm standing behind you.
All right.
Lead the way.
Okay. So yeah, there is a Club Centurio vendor in the bazaar that y'all are well acquainted with, and so he has most of the things that you would want. Ethers are 200 gil a piece.
Okay, I would like. Was there a dollar amount on the posting? I mean,
no, not yet.
Oh, but Montblanc said for the amount they're offering, he should have known. We should have shaken him down for more information before we went spending. But
I think
I was advised not to use the Moogle mallet on him. So, I'm going to get 2 ether. I could always use it later, I'm sure.
Ethers, aren't those for a magic point?
Well, but his abilities. Strain. Yeah, his abilities now use a strain.
Aha.
So that'll get me, let's see, 12 more kicks. In addition, I'm doing my math weird. Whatever. It gives me more kicking.
That's more like a whole kicking. Group of showgirls.
Yes. Anybody else looking for something?
I probably need to buy an ether as well.
Is there a need for, the ability to buy like torches or some sort of light source if we're going to be in the basements?
It's not needed.
Okay.
I think Final Fantasy kind of assumes you have that, because I don't remember a single game that torches were a thing.
Okay. Maybe I've been watching too much Dragon Warrior lately.
Yeah.
Bonk, 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 bonk. And I'm just wondering, okay, so we're going to be down in basements and stuff like that. Would I know to expect running into, undead or any particular class of monster?
You would not expect so in the city.
Not in the city. All right.
I mean, yeah, this is, this is like the wealthy neighborhood of a walled city. And it's extremely rare for any sort of monster to get in here.
Okay. And we still have fire materia, right? What did we use the last time? Does it even matter?
You still have it.
Okay.
I like that hype train emote.
It's a cool doggo.
Yeah. What is it? Oh, he's licking his own nose. That's quite the talent.
That's not okay. Where I thought you were going with that.
There we go. There's a million of them. I'm good. Does anybody else want to buy anything else?
Just that one ether. I think I'm good.
I think I'm all set. At some point, can we upgrade our materials?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks. Well, moving on.
Okay. Do you mean at some point in this adventure or just at some point in our lives?
In this adventure, no.
Oh, okay.
Once the rules committee gets around to it.
Exactly. I only can do one thing at a time, and it's normally not the thing you'll ask for.
Fair. All right. Well, I'm good. I'll gesture wordlessly back to. When you said that, I was imagining row houses in San Francisco, you know, like the opening sequence of Full House or something. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty much like that.
Okay. So I'll go gesture that way.
All right. Great. So all the things I said preemptively still apply. you've reached the house slightly later than you would have otherwise. And, make your way to the door. You see kind of a large, well-dressed man, very polite, answer the door and, says, "Yes, may I help you?"
Did you say he is a well-dressed man?
Yes.
A sharp-dressed man.
Just really reaching for references today.
something.
I say to him, "Good day, sir. We saw this posting, and it has brought us here. Me and my companions are interested in the work that you..."
ZZ Tupo.
ZZ Tupo. Yes.
Wow.
That one's on
just
you.
Wow. This is getting out of control.
Threshpute's trying to get me back for a pun I made earlier. It's on his channel. Yes, very good. Come. We will Miss Pennywhistle will be very anxious to speak with you. Come this way. He kind of bows and let you in.
And we proceed in, or at least I proceed in. Okay. And speak for my counterpart.
I'm a follow.
So pretty decent sized entry, with kind of tile floors and not a lot that's actually going to absorb sound, and so you hear that kind of echoing as you go. And he will turn into a library of sorts. You see the fire going in the fireplace, and it's a very, very old woman, very, very pale, is sitting there, and she has a like this calico cat on her lap that she's petting, and she goes, "Jotham, is there someone at the door?" And he goes, yes, Miss Pennywhistle. These men are here about the rat problem." She says, "Oh, you come in. My eyes are not what they used to be."
All right, we'll come in. I spy a decanter of something over in the corner. I'm going to walk over to it. Just kind of give her a look, like a may I type of look.
Yeah, and she can't see that far, so she doesn't even notice. And so you're fine.
I'm just going to grab some. All right. I'm ready. I'm gonna knock the edge off before the adventure. But yeah, I'll sidle up closer to her so we can converse.
Interesting crew, are you? You think the spear is necessary?
I take it with me everywhere I go. It's a part of me.
Oh, wow.
And he means everywhere.
Indeed, my friend speaks correctly.
like no one stands beside you at the urinal.
Never.
They'll just...
You always go to the far left or the far right, never in the middle. No one understands this.
Right, thank you.
My spear takes so much.
Okay, I got to tell y'all this. This is a true story. I was at my job. I wasn't a manager, but we were hiring like a ton of people, and so they had a lot of like the high performing people like do some of the interviewing, and I was on that interview team. And my very real suggestion to my boss was, look, whenever we have a guy come in for an interview, like, look, you know what happens at a job interview. First thing you do, got that nervous pee going. So you go to the restroom. And I think that like you station some people in there to just kind of observe. And if he goes to that middle urinal, he's out. Just unqualified immediately. You do a quick interview just to make sure, you know, just to like, you know, just, For appearance's sake, but out of
poor
contention.
Poor guy comes out of the restroom. Sorry, sir. Decision's been made. We apologize. We're not going to be able to get you in.
Like the guy washing his hands turns around and like, "No, you're out. I'm sorry. You're
the first.
You are a middle urinal pisser. You get out of here.
Go home."
All right.
The spear is necessary.
Yes. So Miss Pennywhistle will say, "Oh, that's some interviews with Ed Amazon. If they ask where the restroom is, I'm sorry, you're not qualified." She said, "Well, yes, we have a rat that's been quite driving us crazy. Isn't that right, Jotham?" And the man goes, "Quite." And she goes, "Well, yes, it's causing us all sorts of troubles. Mr. Fluffy Bum here has tried to catch it, but to no avail. It's quite a nuisance. We had some, you know, pest control out here, and they said that it wasn't a rat, and there was nothing they could do about it. And I begged to differ, but they just left anyway. So I am willing to pay you 2,700 gil to rid us of this rat."
Oh.
"We accept the quest, madame." And I bow.
Oh, do we now?
And then I look over at you. If there's a, like, 2,700 gil is a lot of money.
I mean, I'm thinking to myself, there's real good money in penny whistles, apparently. No, we know it's not a rat, right, guys? But it's 2,700 gil. Let's go for it.
If I can hit it, I don't care.
Yeah, that's straight
indeed.
Up.
That is very good. I do appreciate it. You can have the run of the house over you wish, and
Let's see. When was the last time we saw it, Jonathan? And the man says, it was last night, miss. She goes, yes, yes, yes. It turned the ham into ice. Anyways, good luck.
I'd like to point to Mr. Fluffy Bottom. Is that a Fluffy Bum? Fluffy Bum?
Fluffy Bum. Mr. Fluffy Bum, yes.
Mr. Fluffy Bum.
Fluffy Bum.
Say, the cat, he comes with us.
What?
You think you're going to get hungry later?
No. He's a mouser. He's a mouser. Come on. He's a cat. I just think he'd be an asset, you know? And she's not going to give him up, but I'm going to try, you know?
And before Miss Penny Whistle could say a word, Mr. Fluffy Bum, like, licks his lips, jumps up, and comes, and rubs against your leg and purrs.
Yeah. All right.
Well, I guess that's decided then. Very good.
Oh, man. I'll take this plot twist all day long.
What's up? I lean into Ruxel and I say, are you sure this is a good idea? That woman seems awfully attached to her cat.
That is a good point. I don't want to lose any of this $2,700. All right.
The cat looks up and goes,
I roll my eyes as best a reptile can.
Bader Kent, did you prep that sound effect? I bet not. Yeah.
Got a kitty sound there?
Hang on.
Sounded just like that.
Nailed it.
Nailed it.
That was uncanny.
There we go.
That's exactly the sound I made.
Well, anyway, I'm gonna shoo Mr. Fluffy Bum away with my leg.
We are 30 minutes in. We already have a snort laugh. I am happy.
Okie doke. Well, I'm gonna cast about for something else to bring with me. I don't know, since Mimosa's not here, I feel like asking for more from the people we interact with is, you know, somebody's got to carry that torch, right?
Oh yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I nudge you again. The decanter. You nudge
the decanter. Yeah, yeah. but she can't even see that. I'm just gonna go grab the decanter.
Oh, we got a setback dice.
Okay.
I mean, I'll turn around and look for permission.
Thrashputin meant to do a boost and put a setback, but you already have a boost.
That's right.
Now two boosts. Y'all got to chill. We don't do that many rolls early in the game. Save your points. We're going to need them.
Am I going to need to roll for petty theft?
No. Okay. No, Jonathan sees and he doesn't seem to care. And he says, gentlemen, right this way.
Mm.
And, all right. We'll take you into the dining room and says, and the cat's following. Jim's friend, and we'll say, this is, in this room is where we normally see the creature. It's not a rat. I don't know what it is, but I think you probably picked up on that if you're any good, as you claim to be. But it is normally in here that we will catch a glimpse of the monster.
What's it look like?
Oh, about way high, red hair, clean shaven, wears kind of like a green tunic.
That's a leprechaun. It's a leprechaon.
Does he have gold buckles?
No, he's...
Has he said anything about Lucky Charms?
Delicious marshmallow cereal mixed in with cat food.
I think the blue pants suggest that perhaps he's not a leprechaun.
or one of those silent moments again. Here's the deal. None of the three of us are talkers. Can we just appoint
us? How often does it show up?
No, pretty much daily. We will normally catch him when we've put food on the table.
Oh, yeah. She mentioned a ham.
Yes.
Do you have a ham?
Well, we have perhaps some leftovers from yesterday.
Bring out the ham.
It's been on ice since then, you know.
What part of the house are we in?
You're in the dining room.
I do this. I stretch my chin. Is there a basement?
A basement? No. Did you want there to be?
No. My concern is that if we have to take this thing out, I don't want to rough up your kitchen.
Well, I'm hoping that it won't be too rough. It's quite small.
You're saying that it turned the ham into ice. Is that right?
Yes.
Doesn't sound like a rat to me.
Well, I think we've established that.
But Vator acts like he figured it out.
Do you normally have someone in your party who does the talking for you?
Small one. Can't remember her name. Drink. Sounds like a martini, I think.
Big ears.
Martini. Screwdriver. Big ears.
Thank you so much, Jim, for the sub.
There we go. 18 months. A year and a half of this.
Amazing.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and take a scaly mitt and slap Vator in the back of the head say food. Bring out some food.
Food good.
Very good, sir. I'll be happy to bring some. And Jonathan will come and take go into the kitchen and come back with all sorts of meats and cheeses and assorted fruit and breakfast cereals and orangutans and all sorts of good food.
Thanks.
Jin can do. The dialogue from chat.
Excellent.
I did catch what you were doing there, but I had no witticism to go along with it.
We just want to kill things. That's what we're here for.
I figured my horse
Nordfink no talk
was good enough.
Right.
But I think we now sit and wait for a little bit.
Okay.
Now we play the waiting game.
Yeah, so
I pull out a penny whistle and play a little Irish ditty, a song of my people.
Goodness. All right, so let's do some rolling.
What do you want us to roll?
It's going to be perception.
Mm-hmm. Great.
And
against two purple.
Now you do have it's four purple.
Oh,
and so okay, y'all have been loaded up on dice, and so the first person who rolls gets a boost die, and the second person gets a setback, and then we have three boosts after that.
I've only got two perception, so I'll take the setback because
I only have one gold perception.
I have one gold, two greens.
All right, go first. You get the boost.
You perceive a great deal.
All right. Roll.
Rolling. Snap, dog.
Oh, dang.
I think you just perceived the entire universe.
Wait. Like, I think I accidentally rolled a white.
You could.
I wasn't supposed to do that.
You just rolled
the dark side point.
Well, he didn't do any purple.
All right. Take it back.
So you need four purple and one black.
Four purple and one black.
Stop the white die.
Four purple, one black. Okay.
Right. With your perception.
And then I roll my perception, one yellow, two greens.
Right? Jim's friend says, does this game normally use this dice set? Or are you using it because you like it? Well, we're inventing this game as we go. So, yes, we're using it because we like it. Oh,
one success.
Atur does. I with all the successes earlier, I was going to say that you had tried the brownies and they were special and you were perceiving nice. All sorts of stuff. But with only one success,
man,
you did not have the brownies. y'all go ahead. Everybody go ahead and roll it. Oh, I gave you the black instead of the blue. Anyways, it worked out. So y'all, the other ones can use blue.
Well, I'm a dumbass. I just noticed I was like in the wrong channel anyway, but I fixed it.
So I have a threat.
I have two failures and a threat.
Okay. All right. Oh, all right. So by tour.
Structural.
Oh, wait, what? I was supposed to add a boost?
Yes. Yeah, I took the setback.
Batur accidentally took the setback because I told him to, and I didn't mean it, but he succeeded anyway. So, horse definitely shouldn't, because you're not going to overcome.
Do you want me to reroll
two failures? If you want to roll a blue and see if you, well, it's not going to matter.
Just roll the blue. Oh no, let's really. It's not going to matter.
Well, I mean, you could get a success on it. So go ahead.
Could.
Okay.
Yeah, you did it. So
I did it.
Yay.
Good job.
All right. So the two of you, Horst is kind of looking the other way. Probably has got like a turkey leg just gnawing on that thing. And but the other two of you notice like a little movement from behind like the china cabinet. And out just scurries this, what looks like a Hume, but very, very small. And with like this, with kind of dark red hair. And
I'm so pumped right now. I'm so pumped right now. Okay. Yeah. Keep on going. Sorry. And I'm just excited.
He kind of runs out and he's heading for the table. And then he sees the two of you. And so he kind of does like the cartoon slide stop and looks and encounters y'all. So are you going to attack it or are you going to try to talk?
Do I recognize what this thing is?
What would that be? That would be some sort of just do a knowledge roll. This is going to be against three purples.
Okay, so I don't have knowledge. Is it something different?
It's on the right column at the very bottom.
Oh, I see. Okay.
You can ask this guy to do like basic addition. It's just not gonna work.
And put a boost against, on that from chat. So thank you, chat.
Okay. Is that a black?
No, it's a blue.
Oh, okay, one blue. Black? Come on, man.
No. And then was it how many purples?
How many times have you played this? Three purple.
I'll get the hang of it. Three purple.
In his defense, it's been a while.
Yeah.
It has been.
Oh,
all right, you don't have the foggiest clue.
This is what I would like to do.
You rolled a couple of threats and
I know exactly what it is, but I didn't see it.
I don't know. Horst
has played Final Fantasy IV.
So I've been meditating in the corner, as is my wont as a monk, so I'm hyper aware. I see this thing happening. I would like to roll deftly out of my lotus stance and try to trap this thing, like my kids trap a frog in my backyard. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just catch it. Catch it in my reptilian hands.
All right. So let's let's go ahead and roll initiative.
Oh, I thought I was gonna roll athletics or coordination or something I'm actually good at, man. Okay.
Well, roll initiative, see if you get to go first, because he does see you as you see him. And so
How do I roll initiative?
it's going to be your cool roll.
Okay. Against?
Against nothing.
Okay.
Cool.
Success. Don't make it bad.
Bam. Advantage.
Wow. Do I get to trap it in my hands like it's a frog? Like it's a frog? Or a lizard? Some sort of skink?
So I'm pretty cool, but Ruxel's getting the band back together.
Yeah, all right. I'll be Ringo.
It's going to go first, and then the three of you are going to go.
Oh, wait, so I'm sorry. Are we in an encounter right now?
Yes.
Because this was supposed to be like a sneak attack from behind.
Well, you can't sneak attack him. He saw you.
I rolled out of the lotus pose, man. Lotus.
That is surprising, but he did see you.
I just want to catch it. I want to fight it. It's so tiny, but okay. What are we supposed to do? We're fighting now, right?
Yeah. It's going to kind of point at Vatur.
Mm-mm. Oh. Jump. Jump, boy. Jump. Come on.
Yeah, unfortunately for Vatur, these ceilings are not that big. Or not that tall.
That's why I was asking about a basement.
You can crash through the ceiling into, you know, the tastefully decorated mid-century bathroom upstairs. Pink tile, matching pink toilet. It'll be awesome.
You want a shower in your dining room?
Ooh, yeah.
Who doesn't?
All right. It is going to cast the Fira spell at you.
Oh, heck.
It is going to hit you for 7.
Thank you so much for joining me. And I do hope you had the most Kupo time, Kupo. Join us for our next hunt right here on the podcast, or join us live on the last Sunday of every month at twitch.tv/technofunkboy. This is a Play Well Network podcast where you've just been pwned. Wait, do I really have to say that? That's quite rude.
Be warned, the Dice and Dreary podcast is not for the faint of heart. It is an actual play horror RPG podcast with a thrilling score and chilling sound design. If you are intrigued by the supernatural and excited by rolling dice, then follow me to diceanddreary.com or wherever you get your podcasts.